The internet is particularly awesome this week, mostly because of the websites. Editor at BuzzFeed Scott Lamb always knows what's happening on the internet. He hooks a computer right up to it and uses complex algorithms to find kitten videos. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
So this whole algorithm thing, is there such a thing as algorithms, or is it just a word for magic?
I think it's just a word for magic. I've heard that they exist. I've never seen one myself.
So do you have any?
I don't have any here with me.
That's good. Now, we used an algorithm, and we found out, interesting fact, 90% of all non-porn web traffic is cat-related.
This is true.
And a high percentage of porn web traffic is also cat-related, but we're not going to get into that. Does that finding jibe with what you found?
I would say, yeah, I would say 10% of the internet is cats.
And why?
People love cats. They're so cute. Have you ever seen a cat before?
I've heard about them.
They're pretty amazing. They're kind of magical themselves.
All right. There's a subgenre of cat videos on YouTube. Tell us about them.
It's all the same idea. It's cats on treadmills.
Why?
I feel like the idea and the name are the same. You just imagine a cat on a treadmill. That is funny.
All right. Let's look here. This is, I think, the first hit on YouTube for treadmill kittens. Let's see what these kitties are doing. And there's the cat. And the cat is cheating. The cat has allowed his front two paws to do the walking, and his back two paws are just kind of resting.
See, he's determined his friend is going to come in.
Yeah.
Not so good.
His friend jumped ahead of him, and that proved his friend's Waterloo, I believe. The people posting these videos, like, do you know if this one was posted knowing that there was this meme out there, or did the person posting this just say, hey, this is funny, I don't even know if anyone else is doing it?
I think this one was one of the first ones to go up. It's got the biggest traffic by far, and it's, I think it's a year and a half old.
It's the best. That cat is cheating! And so when you find a video like this, do you want to go out and know more? Like, what are the names of the cats? What were the circumstances? Or do you just like to let the art live as art?
I think the art can live as art. I do want to look for a lot more examples of the same meme and see if it really is something or if it's just something that, like, one person has thrown up for yucks.
Yeah. All right. So there's no way to do a good segue from cats on a treadmill onto Hitler. There's a great meme of Hitler subtitle mashups out there right now, and they've taken a scene from a movie called Der Untergang about the last days of Hitler, and they re-subtitled this. What are some of the ones that you've seen? What are some examples of re-subtitling this Hitler scene?
Hitler's car gets stolen. He's upset about it. Hitler gets boxed from – it gets banned from Microsoft Live. He's very upset about it.
I think I saw one about the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Giants.
Yes.
And it's weird that it seems to – I guess it's not hard, but the words matched his emotions pretty well.
I think that's what makes it work is he's kind of cartoonish in that video. He's kind of overacting, and you can kind of do anything you want with it.
Yeah. So there's a trailer out for a movie called The Visioneers. The trailer is getting some buzz. Let's hear a little of the trailer.
Jeffers Morning, Level 3 Visioneer, George Washington Winston Hammerman speaking.
I'm going to churn butter tomorrow.
Sounds fun.
Buttered squash. Buttered caramel.
Nice weekend.
Buttered herring.
Why do you think people are into this trailer?
If you look at it, it doesn't make any sense. It's it's alluringly bizarre and sort of the way those Mike Gravel campaign ads were last fall.
Uh-huh.
It's really difficult to tell what's going on in the video. It's got Zach Galifianakis, who's really funny, but he's playing very straight, except for when he's screaming.
And so the people talking about this on the internet, is it more of a speculation game or just trying to compliment what a great trailer it is?
There's a lot of speculation about what's going on. It's also because Zach Galifianakis is attached to it, so people he's very beloved on the internet for various reasons. He's in a lot of funny videos, so people are wondering if this movie is actually a spoof or mm-hmm. if it's straight. It's kind of hard to tell just looking at the trailer.
Is it easy to create an internet meme if you just go the surrealist route, or are there rules to it? Are there commonalities between the weird things that we like on the internet versus the weird things that we ignore on the internet?
I think it's difficult to set out and consciously create one. I do think that being surreal gives you a boost, though. People don't like stuff that's not really well-defined on the internet, so if it's something that's unclear or seems to straddle genres, it kind of riles people up, and I think that helps it gain buzz, definitely.
All right, let's go on to this one last internet meme. Very wonderful thing. Explain what photobombing is.
It is basically the art of appearing in the background of someone else's photograph.
It's weird. It's almost as if, I think maybe the point is to say that worlds are colliding. Here we have a happy couple possibly just celebrating a wedding. I mean, she's in a wedding gown. And in the background, a half-naked man has mounted a horse in a fountain. So it's like they're not in the same universe, almost.
They're almost two photographs.
Yeah. And here, this is just, I can't believe how good this one is. Why don't you describe what we're seeing in this photo bombing
So it's six women on the beach. They're obviously on vacation, very happy in their bikinis. And they've timed a jump. They're all jumping in the air to express their joy. And somehow in the background, there's this tiny guy in the waves also jumping at the exact same time.
Yeah, in between the space in between girl number four and girl number five's body is a guy doing this. How'd he get there? How'd he know? Maybe this is the game. What's the backstory on that photo bomb? I think that to get the jump right, they had to practice a few times. And this guy got wise to it and lined himself up. And behind the photographer, this guy had a cohort. And the guy behind the photographer was telling him left or right, possibly not with the girl's knowledge. And the way he knew that was they were looking at a digital camera where – because it was during the practice rounds, they looked at the ones that didn't work out. So they positioned the guy correctly in the background.
You might make a good photo bomber. That probably is what happened.
And have you seen a lot of photo memes popping up? Is photo bombing becoming more popular?
It seems to have really taken off. I think that we caught it just as it was kind of blowing up everywhere. But I've seen it on a lot of blogs this week. Anything that has a nice name like that, that once you see a photo and you hear the word, you've got it, usually does pretty well.
Okay, so if the name of photobombing was more explicit, you're thinking the phenomenon wouldn't even be that good.
It might not. I think a lot of it is naming something that's happening. Because, like, who hasn't seen a photograph like this or been in one at some point in their life?
All right. BuzzFeed Scott Lamb, he has his pulse on the finger. Or the other way around. Either way works. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.